Well, you know, one of the things that strikes me early in your tenure here were the Vietnam conflict and the turbulence you must have seen on this campus. Well, can you tell me a little bit about those years?
It was an experience, all right. I often wondered, did those guys back in those days get an education at all? Because it always seemed like they were getting into buses, going to peace rallies somewhere, Washington, or... In fact, we all were supposed to go one time. President Coleman declared a holiday and had buses here, and we were all to go to Washington. I didn't go, but a whole lot of staff did go. And that's basically what it was all about back then. Some funny stories there, too. That there was one guy, his name was Kelly, a young fella who was a draft dodger. And the FBI was on campus looking for him. So being Irish, and there's a song, has anybody here seen Kelly with the green necktie? I started singing that, and the students picked up on it. So it turned out, now, to this day, I had never seen Kelly or know whatever happened to him, but they were definitely on campus looking for him. Joe Kelly, his name was.
When they would have rallies on campus, where would they take place? Like sort of right in front of Founders?
Founders down near the duck pond. It was different, definitely. And, of course, it was, like you say, turmoil all the time. John Coleman was great for this place at that time. He was a man that was made for that. And the main thing I remember is the buses. And from my perch on the ramp, looking down, they used to meet out in front of Sharpless and then head out towards it. I wonder, when do these guys study? It seems like they're always getting on buses and taking off. It was, I don't remember any trouble of any kind.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, no.
Really, no violence associated
no,
with
it. No, there was different things about the flag and stuff like that, but it was, I never actually saw it. Just heard, you know, that the flag was taken down, burned, and stuff like that, but I never witnessed it or how much truth there was to it.